Graduations are upon us, people dispensing advice. But what about the worst advice you've ever received? We've heard best advice. Do you have any worst advice stories? 502-795-1997. I remember when I got into radio, a fellow DJ told me my voice wasn't deep enough and was like, you know what you should do? You should just start smoking. Get a deeper voice.
That's not great.
You know, I'm like, I don't know, 18, 19 years old, impressionable, going, oh, really? Luckily, I didn't follow that advice.
Always watching this, Davis. You could have ended up sounding like this.
I know. Just think of how deep my voice would be today had I just followed that piece of advice from a fellow DJ who's no longer in the business.
Oh, dang it. Oh, that is sweet revenge. You can do a little how you like me now. You got a contemporary, isn't that what they called it, a contemporary sounding voice?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I got another one from a listener. When I was 16 and learning how to drive, my dad told me to never use the turn signal when changing lanes because it shows weakness.
Oh, my God. What?
If that's not Kentucky, I don't know what is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, don't tell people what you're about to do.
You know what? Shows that's weakness. Weak. Just do it.
That's weak.
Let them react. You're on the offensive.
What the heck? Oh, you will also get that wrong on your driver's test.
Right.
Yeah, just a little note of caution.
Worst advice you've received in the driving lane? My driver's ed teacher was convinced the world was going to end on New Year's Eve of 2000.
Oh, gosh.
And advised me just to skip college, have fun for the next 4 years.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
You know, there were people that were like, you know what? The world's going to end. The changing of 1999 to 2000, none of the banking systems are going to be able to handle it.
Right.
It's all going to just go haywire.
Spend all your money now.
And then December 31st turns to January 1st, and everybody's like,
dang it. We were wrong about that.
Oh, yeah. I guess everything's normal. All right. Worst advice you've ever received. This may be my favorite. And I don't know if this listener is telling the truth or not. That if you eat a lot of oil and butter, then the baby will slip right out of a pregnant woman. Not sure if that's true, though, LOL.
What?
It's the last sentence that got me. Not sure if that's actually true.
But why not give it a try?
You know, hey, to any ladies who may be in labor right now, eat a lot of oil and butter right now. The baby will just slip right out.
Tell us how that works out. Tell us if that's true or not.
Oh, see, that's magical.
Then Catherine and Crestwood said, never pass up railroad salsa or highway ice cream.
That's part of the worst advice you've ever received.
Yes.
If a truck spills its load of salsa or ice cream, you pick it up. That's funny. Thank you for all the messages in worst pieces of advice you've received. And again, congratulations to the graduating class.
Oh, wow. Good luck.
From your old pals, Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.